Okay. Alrighty, so I guess picking up again. So we're on, I guess, Hayamid Aleph and Shabbos. And the issue is, again, continuing our search for the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds that you could be Chayiv for Hotzah, even though there's no Akira or Anacha from or on the Makom Dalad Al Dalad. Okay, this is in the hand. Hand isn't Dalad Al Dalad. So who's the author? Okay. So the Gemara tries, the most recent attempt, which we're still in the middle of, is a choice to say that it's Rabbi. If Yosef says it's Rabbi, which Rabbi? It finally comes to this Rabbi. The Rabbi is that if you throw it from the Siddur Arjus, from Rishas Rabim to Rishas Rabim, with the Rishas Yechid in between, so Rabbi holds you Chayev too. Chayev too. So two, Rishas Rabim, Rishas Yechid, Rishas Yechid, Rishas Rabim. So aye, but it didn't rest. So you see, apparently he holds you don't need Anacha. Oh, so same thing in our Mishnah. So the Gemara answer is not so fast. Because that's talking about in Rosh Hashanah. Rav and Shmuel both already said that that's a Rosh Hashanah Mekura, which has a roof. Rosh Hashanah, which has a roof, is closed, fully enclosed, Rosh Hashanah. So it's Avir, it doesn't really have a din of Avir. And therefore, it's like it's a Munach in that Rosh Hashanah. Even though it doesn't physically rest, but it's related to the Rosh Hashanah in a way that the Avir won't contradict this relationship. Yeah, that was a swear from last time, whatever. So that's what Gemara says, that it's that's Rabbi. Rabbi holds it's talking about a very specific case of Rishas Yachid Mekura. It's a roof on it, since there's a roof on it, and Rishas Yachid, which has a roof on it, it's all surrounded. Therefore, you don't say that there's a din of then you could say that there's a din of Hanacha. There's a din of Munach and that kind of thing. It's basic command the Mal Yadami. Okay. So that's only by the roof to Rishas Yachid. So the Gemara says, so therefore, so what about in our case? So maybe our Mishnah also had a roof, right? That's the natural question is, okay, who said our Mishnah wasn't also that case? He was saying that was Rabbi's case, so maybe that was our case also. So the Gemara says, V'chitema, we're on the third line of Haman Aleph, V'chitema ha'chanami b'mikura, maybe our Mishnah is also a case where there's a roof, and that's why you don't need anacha, right? That's why you put in the guy's hand. It says, Hati nech b'shasar yachin. Mekura. That's very good. Rishas Yachid. Rishas Yachid, Mekura, fine. But Rishas Rabim, which has a roof, are you going to be Chayiv? I'm a Rishmul Bar Yudah, I'm a Rabbi Abba, I'm a Ravuna, I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav, Daladamas, Rishas Rabim, Mekura, Potter. If you shouldn't have done a dig like Midbar, because it's not like in the Midbar, didn't have any roofs. So therefore, even if you want to say it's talking about the Rishas Rabim, Mekura, but you're not going to be chayiv anyways. Because you never chayiv. That's a halacha. You're not chayiv for Rishas Rabim Mekura. Doesn't have the din of Rishas Rabim. So far as a chayiv. So therefore, you can make, and our Mishnah has both cases. You put in the guy's hand whether it's Rishas Yachid or whether it's Rishas Rabim. So therefore, it's not going to work. Okay, let's see Rashi. There's a problem on the Gemara, by the way. A pshat problem. But let's just read Rashi first for a second. It says, "Hati Yom Shas Yachad de Balabayis." The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Da'ani Mi Mukmas Levi Makura. Could you say it? The Digle Medbar V'Chol Malachos De Shabbos De Shabbos Mi Mishkan Gamri. You learn everything from Shabbos. All Malachos. The Kaman Mi the Mishcha Parsha Shabbos La Parshas Mishkan De Vayagel. So it's Mishcha Parshas of Shabbos to the building of the Mishkan. So everything from the Mishkan. So since in the Mishkan, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim didn't have a roof, so therefore you can't have Rishas Rabim with a roof. Okay, just like Rishas Rabim there are 16 hours wide, so two 16 hours wide, whatever properties you can carry on. Okay? Fine. So therefore, it doesn't work out. So you can't say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of the roof, because there's very nice Rishas Yachid, Rishas Rabim is not going to help you, because you're going to be put there anyways, even if there were a roof. So therefore, the Gemara abandoned the ship. Okay. So, any questions? Okay, I have a Pshat question here. Pshat question is like this, is that what's the whole idea of basic command the dummy? Like Rashi says, it's because it's sasami called sad. It's basically there's no avir because the thing is sasami called sad, right? But let's say you had a roof on. How could you have that in Rosh Hashanah? That's the question. In Rosh Hashanah, if they're mechitzas, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So it must be talking that you have a highway that had a roof on top of it. I don't know. There wouldn't be walls. If there are walls, again, it's not Rosh Hashanah. If there are walls, it's Rosh Yachid. So it would have to be. So could this whole idea of basic man and Ali Dami altogether work in Rishas Rabim? which basically command the Ma'adami works, because it's that's what Rashi says, when you have a Rishos which is closed in all sides, so then it basically there's no Avir. This is din Avir, and therefore you don't need it. That's considered like Anacha. Right? Now, what does he mean Kasasami called Sa'ad? It means it has a roof and it has walls. Right? Now, if your Rishos HaRabim has walls, it ceases to be Rishos HaRabim. Mechitzos the creator, Siyachim. So altogether, the whole mechanism of Beis HaKaman V'Ayadami can't work in Rishos HaRabim. Because, by definition, Rishos HaRabim has no walls, and Beis HaKaman V'Ayadami just mean a roof, it means Sosim Mikol Tzad. You know what I mean? So why didn't the Gemara just say it can't be Rishos HaRabim, because this whole trick of Beis HaKaman V'Ayadami doesn't work in Rishos HaRabim? The Gemara is kind of saying, it's like, even if you wanted to tell me Beis HaKaman V'Ayadami, you're not going to be chayv anyways, because roof Rishos HaRabim, you're not chayav for roof Rishos HaRabim, because it's not like the Midbar. But isn't it just intrinsically, how does anyone even have a Havamina to apply the principle to Rishos HaRabim? But Rishos HaRabim doesn't have walls. So in the whole thing, it's a wide open road, you know, it just happens to have a roof. What? Right, but Rashi says it's because it's Sosim Mikol Tzad. Because it's like the other Rashi is because it's Malechoshech, Ve'evla. I mean, if you're talking about a huge road that's, you tell me that's Kaman the Malechoshech? I mean, I guess you could push that in. It doesn't sound like Rashi's holding that. Since he says it's because it's Sosami Kaltzad. It's closed and entirely closed. So, I don't know. It just seems to be a more primary question is that how Tenech Rosh HaSiyachud, Rosh HaRabim, it can't work because it's not Kaman the Malechoshech. But it sounds like Gemara is willing to say that would be. But it's not going to work anyways because there's other problem. So I don't know. I don't have an answer to the question. I was just questioning. I looked around, no one answered. At the time, about a month or two ago. I remember I looked around everywhere. I couldn't find anyone asking. I thought I was missing something. But I don't know. If anyone finds anything, I'm just throwing it out if anyone thinks of something. But in the meantime, whatever. It's a question. I mean, unless you say that you could say a verse as a problem, but it doesn't seem to be in line with our idea and doesn't seem in line with Rashi. Unless you say somehow you have to say this is a more primary question. It just doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem. I mean, maybe we'll talk about it after we have this. After we see what this idea is, maybe we'll be able to get into that. You know, which one's more primary. Because you could say Enochlami. You could have asked that, but it doesn't. It's that, because anyways, it's just Rav Minach Hayafor. Because, it's just Rav Makura altogether. It's not, your Pater for. So you could argue that. I mean, it's possible that's the case. It's hard to know what's more primary. So the question is, here's the question, though. I mean, so we can leave that question. So the question is, so what's the deal? So what do you think about that halacha? That Rishos HaRabim, which has a roof, you're not chayav for because it has to be like the Mishkan. Yeah. It sounds like an arbitrary thing. I mean, Rishos HaRabim in there, they didn't have pavement there either. I'll tell you that. But you don't say that Rishos HaRabim, which has pavement, isn't Rishos HaRabim because they didn't have the Mishkan. So, I mean, you don't just say every single thing that, Rishos HaRabim in the Mishkan wasn't in New York, so you can't have any Rishos HaRabim in New York. I mean, you don't just take any random property that the Mishkan had and just make that into an essence. So, I mean, it's true they didn't have a roof, because they had no reason to have a roof. I don't know. So, I mean, therefore you say, all of a sudden, if Rishos HaRabim gets a roof and pavement, it can't become Rishos HaRabim. Like, what's the... Like, I understand. I could understand saying 16 hours wide. 16 hours wide, you say, is a certain function of how big it is. Rabim has to do with Hilach of the Rabim, has to have a certain size to it to be able to hold the Rabim. How well does it hold the Rabim? So you'll say in the Mishkan, it held the Rabim 16 amos. It was a certain size, certain ability, certain quantity about how well it could hold the Rabim. So that's Koveya, the shear of what's defined as Rishos Rabim. I mean, they're going to have a shear of how public enough or how wide enough. How well does it have to be suited towards holding the Rabim? So you say the Mishkan, they had 16 amos, and that's Koveya the Shir. Because the Shirim are determined by the Mishkan. So that makes sense. That's a natural idea in Rabim, whether how wide it is, how that's associated with its function of holding the Rabim. But what does the Rabim care if there's a roof or not? It's a totally separate question. In the Rabim, in the Mishkan, it didn't rain that much, so they didn't have a roof. But if you're in Seattle and you have a Rishos Rabim, you want to have a roof on top, so therefore all of a sudden it becomes a... Yeah. That's one question. Another question is, I guess what Chaim is asking. Chaim notices, he says, Hamavar chefetz dal amas b'shus rabim pater. Mikura, pater. So he says, if you go for dal amas, he says, what about if you go for shus yachal b'shus rabim, mikura? Is it the same halacha? So I don't know. It'd be hard to be mechalik, but if you look at the Rambam, I'll show you in the Rambam, And then I'll show you, you'll see it's in the Gemara also.
Or what? I was assuming that based on its comparison to the Mishnah.
What?
It was comparing it to...
Yeah, I know, it's comparing it to Mishkan, I know, you mean Rashi.
No, our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was assuming it. You're right, it's true, our Mishnah was... Which is actually just Rav, and it's trying to apply it equally. So you see the Gemara held it's the same thing.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Okay, fine. So as you see, it's not fine. So it's not. It's by both. It's Ma'aveh, for whatever reason, the Gemara frames it in terms of Rav Yonam Rav said Ma'aveh Chayv Tal Hamas. But I don't know. Maybe that's what he's talking about. I don't know. That's the sugi he was learning, and he said it. But it's the same thing. But I'll read the Rambam. The Rambam says, and note, look what's interesting here in this Rambam. Rishus HaRabim Shehoisa Aleha Tikra. Oh, she'en berachava tezayin ama, harehi kekamlas. Okay, this is in Yedalad Vav. Can Rishus HaRabim she'hoisa aleha tikra, oh she'en berachava tezayin ama, harehi kekamlas. Okay, what do you notice? Is it a kamlas or is it Rishus HaRabim? It says Rishus HaRabim she'hoisa aleha tikra, oh she'en berachava tezayin ama, harehi kekamlas. So if you read the Rambam, what's the answer? What is it? It's Rishus HaRabim, but it's kekamlas. It's a din of a kamalas. Okay, I mean, it's just pshat. Read the Rambam. Well, we have to understand that, but that's what he's saying. It's a Rishus HaRabim, he's saying a Rishus HaRabim, which has a tikra, right? But it has, it's ke kamalas. It's like in what? Like, halachically, it's like a kamalas. So in what sense is a Rishus HaRabim? It is. What does that mean? What value does Rishus HaRabim have if it's ke kamalas? Why are you calling it a Rishus HaRabim? Call it a kamalas. What it is. Okay, but it's not only the Rambam. Look more carefully in the Gemara now. It says, Hamavir da chefet dalet amos bereshus harabim mikura apater. The vishon and adom, the digla midbar. He doesn't say, he says, bereshus harabim mikura. So you see, the Gemara also calls it reshus harabim. But you're apater, because it's not like the midbar. Since it's not like the midbar, it's like carmelis. I mean, that's where the Rambam's getting it from. I mean, since it's not like the midbar, it's like carmelis. But he's calling, the Gemara calls it Rishus HaRabim. You could say the Gemara is Lav Dafka, that's what it means. But I mean, the Rambam should be more precise. I mean, you know, you could try to push it in the Gemara. I don't think it's a good way to push the Gemara either. But in the Rambam, he's saying it's Rishus HaRabim. So you see, less than 16 hours, it is Rishus HaRabim. It's just like a karma. So if people say that's not Rishus HaRabim because it's less than 16 hours, not quite. It just doesn't, it is Rishus HaRabim. It's just kekarmelos. So David Esther says, "Rabin in Yedal and Aleph, Ezer Arvish is a Shabbos. So Ezer is a Rabin, Midrash Leiros a Shvakim, Midrash Mufalashalam. Ubilvad Sheyia Rochav Aderach Tesayinam of Lo Yalev Tikra. So sounds like he's defining Rishus HaRabim, and he's saying it is Ubilvad. Tells you what they are, and it's but on provided it's not it's 16 amos and doesn't have a Tikra. So it sounds now like it's not a Rishus HaRabim if it's not 16 or if it has a roof. Sounds that way." It's funny, Bavad does sound like somewhat of a after, you know. Right. Should have just said, Nibarot Shvakim Rechavim Flashim Lahem, Shehoya Tezayin Amma V'lo Yavatikra. It's like a funny, yeah, it is written funny, but which, you know, doesn't answer the problem, but it does indicate a similar kind of a thing. Like, it's not really, but it's a Bavad, whatever. But I mean, the question is, what's the idea of Rishus HaRabim? What kind of thing is it? Rishus HaRabim, it's like a Kamalas, and call it a Kamalas. Well, who needs to call it Rishus HaRabim? And also later, I'd like to get to this machlokas, the famous machlokas Rishonim, Achronim, everyone. Basically, if you have this halacha of 600,000, because the Midbar they had 600,000. So do you learn that also from the Midbar, that it services 600,000 or not? It's a big machlokas, a practical machlokas. Everyone has their opinion on the issue. So hopefully we'll get to that. But let's hold off for now. So I'm thinking like this, like similar to it's very parallel to Rebbe had an idea about Malacha on the Shavuos here, on Malacha Shabbos. Okay, the idea was as follows, that the idea of Malacha, like we say you learn Malacha from Mishkan, right? Malacha is learned from Mishkan. He had proofs for this idea, by the way. I'm just going to tell you the idea. I don't remember the proofs, I just remember the idea. But the idea is that you learn Malacha from Mishkan. So he said, what does it mean? Does it mean that Malacha means those things that were done in the Mishkan? That's what Malacha means? He said, no, that's not true. He says, Malacha existed, other Mishkan Malacha. Malacha is an idea which exists, and man has an idea of Malacha. The human being, Malacha is human productivity. And from the moment there was an Adam, there was a concept called Malacha. Like in the apostle says, Avram, Yisachir, and Yaakov, and Avinu Fuba. They rested on it. So there's din of Vanach, of Shrisa, and Shabbos. So you'll say they knew through Nevuah what Lam Tes Malachas were from the Mishkan. I mean, you could say that, but I assume Shad is there's an idea of Malacha is an intrinsic idea in the human being. There's categories of productivity. It's an idea. And Adam has a concept of Malacha. But he said that when the Torah was Nikva and set up the halachic Isser of Malacha on Shabbos, it was, for whatever reason, he built up in the Shia there, but it was the category of Malacha should reflect Mishkan. Okay, the Torah wanted it to be that the category of Malacha would reflect the Mishkan. Okay, it would bring to mind, or Halacha would reflect Mishkan. And therefore, what it did is that this pre-existing category called Malacha that exists in Adam, the Torah, so to speak, restricted and relegated to those Malachos which were found in the Mishkan. And you could have other malachos that exist in man's world, but if they weren't in the Mishkan, that's not under the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos. So you may have something else that could be called Malacha, technically, by a human being, but that's not under the Malachas, the Isser Malachas Shabbos. Now, the Mishkan is Koveya, the Isser Malachas Shabbos, the Isurei Shabbos. And not only is it Koveya what the Malachos are, but it's Koveya like the levels of productivity of the Malachos, like we saw in the different instances. You know, the Mishkan is What degree of productivity, like Malachos Machshava says, like the way it was in the Mishkan, they came up a few times, you know, but Mishkan is the koveya of the different forms and the manner in which the Malachos are asar. What the Malachos are and how they're asar. Okay. But it doesn't mean that that Malacha means that which they did in the Midbar. That's not what Malacha means. Malacha existed before the Mishkan came around. Malacha is just an intrinsic concept in the mind of an Adam. Okay? But again, the Torah, the Smith's Parshas teaches us that the Torah, so to speak, modified the underlying idea of Malacha and set it up in a way that it reflects Mishkan, namely the Lamatas Malachas or Nikva, based on those Malachas which were done in the Mishkan. Okay? So if you'll have something, let's imagine you had an activity which is a human productivity but wasn't done in the Mishkan. So would you call it Malacha? So the answer is yes and no. If you're talking about the underlying concept of productivity, you'd say yes. If you're talking about the Isser Malacha, Osasakal Malacha, you know, Shabbos, Yom Shabbos, then you'd say no, that's not Malacha. Because the Isser Malacha was tofes of those Malachos which were in the Mishkan. So far so good? Okay, that's Rabbi's idea. Okay, so I was thinking that maybe the same thing is the case here. Is that if you'll ask me, what's a Rishus HaRabim? So you don't need the Mishkan to come along, or the Torah to come along, and tell you such a thing called Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is a phenomenon that it's a human phenomenon. It means a public domain, which is a study. I mean, you have to study. What does it mean? The highways, the marketplaces. The concept doesn't need Mishkan to come along and set up the concept of Rishus HaRabim. Presumably back in the time of Noah or whatever, you know, they had as soon as there were cities, there was Rishus HaRabim. But you don't need the Torah to come along to have a city. And you have Avram and Arkastim, I mean, Shadir Charon. I mean, these are why wouldn't they have Rishus HaRabim? Rishus HaRabim doesn't depend upon the existence of the Torah or of an Esser of Shabbos or Malachas Shabbos or the Mishkan. It's an intrinsic idea of Rishus HaRabim. That's all it is, a Rishus HaRabim. Which you have to define what it is, but there is a concept called Rishus HaRabim in man's mind. And you can't say, now that idea, what's Rishus HaRabim, something which functions for the Rishus HaRabim, for the function of the Rabim. So, let's say it's 15 amos wide. So I don't know, is it Rishus HaRabim? You can't tell me it's because it's an amos glass. It doesn't match the shear that they had in the Mishkan. It's not Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim functions, it's a highway. So when you cut the highway, it's a small little bit, then it's not Rishus HaRabim. Why not? Okay, or you put a roof on it, it's a highway. It's the difference, you have a roof on it. So they didn't have that in the Mishkan, okay, so what? But I mean, the underlying idea, the human idea of Rishus HaRabim, the primary idea of Rishus HaRabim, you can't say that it's not Rishus HaRabim, it is Rishus HaRabim. But, just like Rashi says, that Kol Mili de Mishkan, the Malacha Mi Mishkan Gamrin Allah, which is that just like it did by the malachas themselves, by the rishos of the malacha, the isra malachas hotza'ah, is hotza'ah mirishos l'rishos, just like the malacha was selected and reflected Mishkan, the rishuyos of malachas hotza'ah reflected Mishkan. So rishos harabim was modified or restricted, limited to those rishos harabims which reflect the rishos harabim, the digle midbar, those rishos harabims which were in the Mishkan. And that, the concept of rishos harabim was limited to that which had the properties like midbar, and therefore reflect Mishkan. So if you'll ask me, if you have a rishos place which is a highway, but it's less than 16, or it's roofed, so you'll say, is it rishos harabim? So I'll say again, it depends. Is it the primary concept of rishos harabim? Absolutely. Is it kir rishos harabim? Does it have the halachic properties of rishos harabim vis-a-vis the isser hotza'ah under Los Angeles Yom HaShavos? Say, no, it doesn't. It's kir karmelis, which means that kir karmelis means there's the halachic properties of karmelis, which means there's no isser hotza'ah, no isser hotza'ah on it. Okay, but you can't deny the fact that it is rishos harabim. And it could be also the answer to bilvad. Telling you the primary idea of Rosh Hashanah Mezu, he tells you midbaros, hayaros, and all this. But ubavad, because he's talking about the halacha also, I mean, it's part of the halacha. So he says ubavad, but even though these are Rosh Hashanah, but in order for it to really be the full idea of Rosh Hashanah halachically, it has to ubavad that it meets these criteria of reflecting Mishkan.
Which one is he talking about?
That when he's talking about halacha, he means the full blown Rosh Hashanah. So, but he's the halachic Rosh Hashanah. But he's telling you within it, he's showing you that there's a chilak, that there's that which is necessary to make a rishus harabim because of the primary characteristics, and then there's that which is necessary in a secondary way. So he splits it up in his presentation, by an ubilvad, to show you that it's like an afterthought, so to speak. You know what I mean? And so this way he reflects it. And, but then when he says it later, he calls it rishus harabim because he's. You know, I mean, you can use it either way. I mean, you have to know what you're talking about. They're both. Like, I think that's what you're saying is true, Chaim. It's like, that's what you call it. But it's not just because, practically, that's what you call it. It's because it really is that. Is that it's not just like an idea that's what people, you know, abusive language. There's a true underlying idea called the Rishus HaRabim. The idea of Rishus HaRabim wasn't created because of the Malacha of Tzah. The idea of Rishus HaRabim just existed. So that's what it is. It doesn't change because there's a Shear. Mishkan happened to be 16. It doesn't make any sense. You say, that was the thing. Mishkan revealed to us that back in the underlying idea of Rishus HaRabim has to be 16. And a Shear makes sense. You know the halachic structure and the underlying notion of the thing is, what kind of Shear is that? The band. Yeah. So now the question is what Chaim is asking. Chaim is the actual question. So, I mean, the same question which we had before. But so what's Makura been doing that? And so I understand that by saying 16 amos. You say, halachically, you have to have a shear of the Rishus HaRabim, or halacha has a shear, and it reflects Mishkan. It reflects Mishkan through a shear. That's a natural idea. And Rishus HaRabim is a halacha that functions for the Rabim, and the idea of having a width of it is a normal idea in the context of Rishus HaRabim. I don't know if it has to exist, but it makes sense that an idea to have a shear. To say, you know, if it's teeny tiny squealing a thing, is you can see it's not a Rishus, so you have to convey the shear. So the shear is nikva based on Mishkan, that makes sense. But Makura just sounds wacky. The same problem we said before. You didn't have pavement in the Mishkan, you didn't have anything in the Mishkan. But why? How does roof become a feature? Even though we're back to the exact same question we started with, but somehow you feel like we're in a better position to deal with it because at least we even know what we're talking about. Like, we know now that if something has a roof, it doesn't mean it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It means somehow Mishkan is some sort of a model and we take that property from Mishkan. It's a weaker question, you know what I mean? It's weaker. Because to say that it's not Rishus HaRabim, it is Rishus HaRabim. So you have to answer that problem, you know, now you just have to show how it could possibly belong in this framework, and then you'll say, well, Mishkan has it, therefore this has it, you know? So it's a much easier question. And the qualitative step still has to be there, but, you know, it's easier. So here's what we're thinking, that here's the way it goes. So you have, so to speak, the world starts out as a bunch of one big Rishus HaRabim. It's like the whole world is Rishus HaRabim, so to speak. Okay? It's all open for the Rabim. And then man, so to speak, conquers the world and sets up his buildings and his structures in his walls. Okay, so what happens is that man, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, is basically where, you know, the world is, I guess the elements, right? The world is a scary place, and there's a lot of, people and elements, and the person does is he builds a house, like you were saying, security. Like, a person builds a structure, and in order to live, you don't want to be with all the people in the world, and all the elements, and all the animals, and all the whatever, and then, so Rosh Hashanah Yachid is where a person, you know, so to speak, constructs a location, Mechitzos is the primary idea of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right, Mechitzos. And if he wants to even go further, he puts on a roof, and that's even more removed from the elements, right? So that's like a roof is, in a certain sense, like a feature of a person's taking the world, and taking the world which is open to the Rabbim and to everything, and part of his conquest of the world, and making it the privatization of the open Rishos, of the open world, which is, I guess, which is the Rabbim. Open for the Rabbim. In fact, the Rabbim, it's good according to Rabbim. Rabbim holds Midbar is, they ask on him, how could it be? But Rabbim holds Midbar is just the Rabbim. Right? That was one of the problems. This goes in the Midbar.
Yes.
Like, how does the Rabbim go in the Midbar? But it sounds like he just holds, it's open to the Rabbim. It's free for all. It's open for the whole world. And it's funny, no one else, it's a problem. It is a problem. I'm not saying that it's not so simple, but that's what he holds. You know?
Yep.
I think so. He has that also, right? Ayaros. But I think, Ayaros maybe is Karmos. But the Midbar he has is like, let's not get into the deal around. But I'm just saying, that, at least that feature itself is good. But I mean, the Ram is complicated. It's a hard sheet, though. We worked on it, we couldn't figure it out. But my point is that the idea of, in a certain sense, Mikura is the component of man's dominion and conquest of the world and the privatization of the world. And therefore, if you'd ask me for the model idea in a person's mind of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would not have mechitzos, it would not have a roof, it would not, it would be totally, totally open just for the Rabbim to just traverse and use. Because the idea of a roof is, in general, it's a feature of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's part of man's conquest and, segmenting off an area for Tashrus of Yachid. Now, it's true, though, that you could have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which still functions as the Makom Hilach of the Rabbim, yet it has a roof, for certain practical reasons. You could do that, whatever it is. And it doesn't really become Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it doesn't really have Mechitzos. But if you'd ask for, like, the model idea, the highest idea of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the model of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is totally removed from like that the framework. Doesn't have walls, doesn't have a roof. So you'll say, who said that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to be the highest idea of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? After all, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And I'm not claiming that it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that it's on the roof. I'm just saying the model, but fine, so what? So if you're trying to show a model, if we were here painting models of, building models of Rosh Hashanah, fine. You wouldn't have a roof. But so what? After all, it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the answer is because in the Mishkan, now that's what they had. They only had the model. And the Mishkan's Koveya, so to speak, the level of the Malachos and the level of the Rishuyos. So since in the Mishkan, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of the Mishkan was the model Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so therefore the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of Melechus Shabbos is only the model Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The model Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is sufficiently wide, 16 amos, and removed from any degree of so to speak, the structure. It doesn't have walls or a roof. That's because that's in reflecting. It's modeled after the Shazram of the Mishkan. The question is, what about a paved road? So pavement is also like a structure. But I mean, I guess the question is supposed to be halacha. It doesn't just mean. I guess halacha has to be koveya, properties. So the property of, essentially the property of the structure is the idea of the mechitzos, and that's the separates you out from the elements and from people, and then the roof is the furtherance of that idea. Now, it's true, I guess, pavement is also a structure, but I guess that was a nikva. I mean, you see, it's like a more secondary idea, and halacha has to be koveya, the thing. It's not, there's halacha categories here. But anyways, the pavement doesn't really... mean, it facilitates the rav. Yeah, in certain sense, that facilitates really the function of the open for the world. And I'm not just saying because construction vehicles necessarily, you know, take it away. I'm saying the concept is that it makes it, it gives it a property of removed from the elements and protected, which is a property which is associated with the Shosiachet. But if you give pavement on the highway so that the Rabban could zoom by there very quickly, and it just that's the nature of the thing. I don't know if that's it's true they're using the same equipment which they would use to build the walls and to build the roof, but it's not in the same ballpark. I mean, walls and roof are two components and they're in the same framework. Now, it's true the concept of Shosiachet Rabban doesn't go by security per se, it goes by the Hiluch of the Rabban. And therefore, it doesn't go by roof, it goes by walls. That's, you know. But it's still the model of Rishus Rabban is the full blown Rishus Rabban is totally removed from those construction those security types of characteristics, which whereby man is like limiting and separating off the area for his private tashmish. So the model is really without the mechitzos, and that was the mechura, and since that's in the Mishkan, therefore that's the din Rishus Rabban. So in general, roofs further the job of mechitzos. So in general, what roofs do? Sorry, they have the mechitzos that block out the major blocking of the elements. Then the roof completes the job, finishes out, even blocks out the sun or whatever. So in general, that's what roofs do. Now it's true, you can have a Rishus Rabban that just happens to have a roof because there's a rich city and they decide to do it. Or it could be a natural structure where you have whatever. It's true, it could have that. But that's not the model idea of the thing. In general, the idea of Rishus Yachid is the idea of a roof reflects Rishus Yachid. So the model Rishus Rabban doesn't have that. It's totally open, totally removed from the structure and the protection of the elements. And it just open. The Rabban just does. They just go in and they go out. No, they don't hang out on the Rishus Rabban. They just go through it. You get out, you get your stuff done, and you go out of there. Rishus Yachid is certain type of functions. They have to be protected functions. So in general, that's the way it is. And so then Mishkan picks up, you know, we use the Mishkan to model the Rishus Rabban of Malchus Shabbos.
Okay, so one more thing. We'll just leave you with the problems for tomorrow. But you have this thing of 600,000. Okay? So I guess there's a few places where it comes up. But I guess you can have here an Erevin, let's say. Well, the first place is in Shabbos. If you're on Shabbos, it's on Vavim Abeyes. Tosus Divar Amas called Khan Bizman Shei Shoshurim Amidbar. Okay? Because basically it's a question, is the Midbar, is Midbar Shoshiachar or Shoshurabim? So Gemara, one place says it is Shoshiachar, one place says Shoshurabim. So it says, yeah, that was when they're in the Midbar, when Yisrael was in the Midbar, it was Shoshurabim. Right? Because then, basically, the Rabim lived in the Midbar. But nowadays, right, Bizman Hazeh, where people don't really go in the Midbar, who travels in the Midbar? So therefore, it's not Rishus Rabban, right? But then when there was a whole nation of people in the Midbar, that was Rishus Rabban. So Tosus there says, little Tosus says, Mash Maktsas is a Kamiz Mat. He says, Mash Maktsas, the Rishus Rabban, Elam Kin Shriyan Sham Shishim Rimba, come over Midbar. So he says, it seems like you need 600,000 in the Midbar. So he's saying, the desert only is Rishus Rabban when it functioned for Am Yisrael, 600,000 people, but nowadays where it doesn't function for that, it's not. So it seems from there, Tosa says that you need 600,000. Okay, you have an Erevin, Vav Mar Aleph, so it says, Rishus Rabim, Rashi says, Mashma Rachav Sheshes Rayama, 16 Amos, the ear Shemitsuyim Bo Shishim Rebo. Okay, an ear which is Mitsuyim Bo Shishim Rebo. It doesn't say that the road is traveled on every day, but you know. Here's the same decision about the in Bachoma. Okay, you can bring, but that's what he says. Okay, she says Domo Digla Midbar. Now Tosva says Pirsha Kunches Rachav Yudavavama Mufulish Mishet Sodom Shalashar Mutsuim Bo Shishim Riba 600,000 Mechenish Bahag. The Beinah and Drisa Shishim Riba. You need 600,000 people to go there. The Kashal Minitam. So there's a few problems. So, okay, I'm going to skip the one question. He says, "V'odiksha, the v'digle midbar, are you tafenashim le misbar? There were many, many 600,000 men, but the women and children there are many more. It wasn't really 600,000; there was a lot more. So, if you tell me the Rishus Rabban is like the way they had it in the Mishkan they had much more than that. The v'chein kashim erev rav, also had an erev rav included. He says, "V'yeshlamer the lugarina me Mishkan ela milsa dechsiva b'misbar." You only can learn that from the Mishkan, that which is written in the numbers. So since in the count, they only said 600,000, that's it.
That's the break. You can't go any further. Okay? This doesn't really answer the question, but yeah, but they had more than Midbar. If you tell me that that's the model, so that's the model. Model should be 2 million, whatever it is. You know, well, you pick a number, but a million, 2 million, whatever it is. It's a funny answer. That's Tosis and Rav Manal.
A little funnier.
You're right. It doesn't do the exact number also. It's interesting. Just says 600. It rounds it off. Round it to a million. You can have a safe estimate. I mean, you can't say it's whatever. So if you say 2 million is tough, you don't know. But, I mean, you know there's at least a million. I mean, you know, there's 600,000 men. If you add women and children in the Erev Rav, you got to get up to a million. It's a funny answer. And it's also, I think what's bothersome, like, let's say you don't say 600,000. So then what's the shear for Shasar Abim? And what about people-wise? How many people? What? Yeah. But, so it seems so. It would seem you say an ear. An ear. Which, what's an ear? So an ear, I guess, would mean either you'd say there's a halachos about an ear for a Sanhedrin, which is an ear is chayiv in a, you know, is a chayiv in a Sanhedrin, then you have 120 people in the ear. That's halachic definition of an ear. So you'd say either that, or you'd say some practical idea of an ear, whatever an ear is. I don't know. I'm not sure. I looked around there. I didn't see anyone saying, like, what's the other option? If it's a really, you have a town of a shtetl with 10 people, does that make Rosh Hashanah? It's hard to imagine it does, but I don't know. It's a good question. Seems like 120 is objectively what's enough to have an ear. But I don't know. Whatever it is. Something like that. So it turns out a huge discrepancy amongst the Rishonim. It's a big machlokas Rishonim. Whether you have this whole thing of 600,000, no Gemara. The Gemara never says less 600,000. Tosafot tries to deduce it on Vav, the one I showed you in Shabbos. Tries to deduce it on Gemara, but it's not a solid deduction. I mean, you could deduce it, you could say it, but it's not like the Gemara says it at all. So it's a use that the Rishonim, some Rishonim have it, they deduce it somehow, but many Rishonim don't have it altogether. They don't mention it. So first of all, it's a huge machlokas. What's Rosh Hashanah? One guy says that's to hold 600,000 people. The other one says, oh, just 120. Or just, you know, a year less. I don't know. It just sounds such a big question. I don't know. It's, you know, something funny about that. Bothersome about it. And what's the machlokas? Like, why don't you pick it? I mean, after all, you're picking 16 animals, you're picking Makura. I mean, like, the Ram doesn't have it, for instance. But there are many, many Rishonim don't have it. If you want the Be'er Halacha, then Rish, Shemem Vav. He goes through all the shittos. I mean, the Mishnah has it also. I mean, you see the Mechaber, the Raman, they all have it there. They all talk about it. But the Be'er Halacha brings down everybody. You'll see there's a ton of Rishonim both ways. I think there are more Rishonim who don't have it than do. But there are a lot either way. I mean, there's certainly, that's why I say, Yishol Midas Melech, you don't do it. And that's what most people rely on, you know, most Erev Melech nowadays rely on that. But I mean, even so, you have to be careful, because 600,000 means it services 600,000. Doesn't mean 600,000 go on it every single day. The Mechaber sounds that way, but they say he doesn't mean it, or everyone argues. Okay? So no one really holds that. Okay, fine. So the question is, what's the machlokas? The funny machlokas. Do you learn that, or do you not learn that? Do you have this new halacha of 600,000? Do you not have this halacha of 600,000? And I guess that the share question is, what about a million? Why do you pick a million? Okay, so these are the problems. This machlokas. You can look at the you know, if you want to look at the Mishnah Berurah, that bear halacha, bring the shittos, you can look at the, pretty much, I think that's about it. If you want to get a survey of the shittos, but, I mean, they're pretty much the toast. You should look at these toasts in though. Look at the Tosis and Shabbos there, and Shabbos Vavim Beis, and Erevin Vavim Aleph. Rashi there also on Erevin Vavim Aleph. Okay.